Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We just start whenever, right?
Yeah.
I realized that, you know, the adults in your life, like your parents and grandparents, like at some point you realize they're just like people too, and people that you probably wouldn't be friends with organically.
Yeah.
You know,
none of the same interests.
Exactly.
But
like, you're just related to them. Like, that's all you have in common. Where the fuck's he going now? Like, you know, I feel like I feel like a little guilty, but also, you know, like I'll just like, you know, I just avoid people, you know?
I've always kind of felt that way since I was a kid about some of my cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
yeah.
just does. Like, I never got along with them.
Like, we're related and that's it.
All they would do is watch football all the time. You know?
No.
And we were like 10 years old too.
Dude, being football brand at 10?
Yeah.
That's a catastrophe. That's like straight up the children left behind and No Child Left Behind. They're just like way behind. That's like, goodbye. Your football.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Or you go over to...
I'm recording too. I'm recording.
Just play like Madden.
Oh, dude. What the fuck? This is literally what George Bush was trying to protect against. We're talking about Children Left Behind.
Wait, can we talk about lasers?
Yeah, let's talk about lasers.
Yeah,
so this is just going to get us in trouble if somebody for whatever fucked up reason shares this.
Remember that?
Somebody's going to fight my cousins.
They're never going to play football night again.
Thank God.
Do you remember that laser website that I shared?
Yeah. The military lasers?
What did you think about that?
Sus.
Was it? It was like this Chinese website where they, I think what's happened recently in China is they have a new wave of laser cutters and higher efficiency laser modules coming out. So they are just liquidating all the old modules on eBay and stuff. So there's people building crazy long range burning lasers
like
out of them.
Don't have that happening here anymore.
So that's a good theory. So I some crazy stuff on there, but I went ahead and bought a bunch of the quote unquote weaker ones. So I bought their laser pointer that was 120 watts. They're another one that looks like a Star Wars blaster for 260 watt. That was 260 watts. And I bought their 500 watt one. Ooh. And what I really also want is this one. I'll share it in the same place that Will shared his stuff. This thing cannot stay. This is really pushing the boundaries of laser technology.
Laserigniter.com/. Oh my god.
Product fucking, laser.
Fucking dude, web browsers are shit. How do I fucking...
Cool, yeah, they've got the beam expander on them. Hey, that one looks nice. 660 watts.
Laser igniter 660W/015.
Ignition distance 60 meters, burning blade 25 meters.
So if you notice, it says...
I'm thinking the police are going to start buying this shit.
Oh, it says light source is green light?
No.
That's impossible.
Probably has a green aimer.
And yes.
A green, yeah, like, what do they call that? Aiming module.
What if you fucking, like, zip-tied a laser pointer to your penis? Would it help you aim better in the toilet?
Wait, so my question,
like,
though,
Kevin. You put, like, a fiber in there so your pee would glow when you were at night.
Kevin, I have a question for you.
Fucking sick.
Dude.
So I also bought, for like $60, they have a 5-watt blue laser, allegedly. So I have no way to measure
that's
these actual powers.
That's a good price. And that's true. The highest rated blue diode is about 8 watts.
Yes.
Or it was a year or two ago.
But I got it. And the one thing I never trust is the glasses that they ship these devices with. So... For the red lasers, when I've been testing them, I close my eyes and I record it with my phone because I tried the 5-watt blue laser, and I was like, you know what? I'll try it with the glasses they have. You know what I saw through the glasses?
The blue beam?
I saw blue light. And that was, I then put on my, like, good rated ones, and you don't see any blue, and I'm like, huh.
But isn't that the dumbest thing about lasers? You buy a big fancy laser, and then you can't even appreciate it because it'll blind you, so you have to wear glasses, and then you can't see it. And the only thing you can do is shine it at planes in the sky.
When I did the CO2 Boy, the, laser, I, the good part about that is it just ablates your cornea.
Yeah. Safe.
The question that I had was, for the blue light, I already had a really powerful blue laser. I had a 7.5-watt one, but I bought good glasses with it. So I trust those glasses. But I have... Yeah. I also have the fiber laser glasses that are like 900 to 1100. So they should be fine. But yeah. I you know emailed the company.
Did you read anything about the OD?
Should be OD6. That's the ones
like
I have.
What it means is just like a decimal place, right? Like blocking.
Yeah.
And I have no fucking, like, what's the difference between like OD6, OD7? Like,
I think it's like base. I think it just depends on like how powerful the laser is, like how much light is going in. Obviously, so it's like the downside is the higher OD, the room gets darker. But
they also have like specific wavelength goggles that block only a very narrow range of wavelengths. Range of wavelengths.
But Kevin, my question was that I just emailed them because I don't trust their red glasses at all. Right?
You think they're going to be honest in their email reply?
No. So I emailed them and I was like, what wavelength is the red laser? And their response was, our wavelength is 900. I could read, it said the wavelength is 900 to 1100 nanometers. And I'm like, this is a laser. Like, it's not a range. So my question is, what are they probably? And how do I test it?
No, I think when they give you an answer like that, all bets are off and assume everything they say to you is wrong. That's fucking horrifying.
It's going to be a 976 pump virtual.
My favorite was I read a Reddit.
That is.
So 970, you think? But some of them could be like 1080 or something, right? But that's different.
Once it goes through the fiber.
Just use like a spectrometer.
Oh. But how do you do that when the laser, I guess you can like defocus it like crazy, yeah.
Spectrometer.
I guess that, okay, yeah, that's fair. I could just make it as a giant blob. And then, okay.
Or I mean, you're gonna have a huge peak at whatever it is. Like in a normal room, you're not gonna have hardly any of that wavelength. Like that. Light.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll do that.
Do you have one?
I just like. I don't. No, I'd have to buy one.
Well, the good thing is, those infrared goggles. Like, you know, if you just get a good pair, that's like OD7, anywhere from between like. You know, they're all OD7 from like 900 to 1100.
Just do
that,
like,
will cover everything.
Yeah. OD7 from like ultraviolet to infrared.
Wow. What about OD6? Is that okay? Or you want to, 7's better?
I think 6 is fine.
Probably.
6 is definitely
fine. I think
fine.
That honestly, like, are you planning on pointing it at your face?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, if there's any possibility you point at your face, then you probably want 7.
I was going to say,
not,
also,
you probably actually only need like 4.
I'll tell you what, if you hit yourself in the face with this laser, goggles aren't going to help you.
Yeah. How? Yeah. The second question I have is how. Wait, I want to read actually one Reddit comment that I found when I was looking up the wavelength. Some guy goes, it was a response to people talking about these lasers. And someone writes, 1 month ago, what is the wavelength? They just say red, which raises all sorts of red flags. But then he goes, these absolutely should be illegal, ... once my order goes through.
That's how I feel about like half the shit ordered from China. You should not be able to buy this.
I know. But God bless China.
But how do you measure the output, like the power output?
Like, they have like a thermal mass thing where you like heat up a blood. It's like a black body, and you hit it for like you hit it for X amount of time, and then the temperature rise for the time gives you the watt.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Or like they're called laser power meters, but you have to get one that's rated for the right. Like
wattage,
you know,
wattage,
you'll melt it.
Oh, and
also, you
and
can just measure the power going into it, and then divide it by about half.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Or you can just open the module and see what type of module it is.
Says,
it probably says.
Yeah.
I think I saw some where it's just like a block of like black anodized aluminum, and you just like you hit it for X amount of time, then you can calculate.
Oh, then measure the temperature change. Oh, that's smart.
I think that would give you probably pretty accurate results.
Well, yeah. Or
I feel like that's not
block.
Super.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap,
graphite. Shoot graphite. That's probably super absorbent.
Mm. Okay.
But it can't ablate. That's the thing. Like, you can't shoot it. Oh, I guess, you would just. I guess what you're saying is you make it like super defocused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you
just
measure like the temperature change over 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And you know the mass of graphite.
Oh, don't pulverize it.
Yeah, that works. Okay,
the real laser power meters, you have to like, they have a maximum energy density and you have to defocus the beam.
Yeah that totally, right. I keep forgetting you can defocus it because I'm Brandon, so focused
and I forgot
not
to tell
focusing.
You that you're supposed to.
Brandon, how are the strawberries? They're doing okay. Some of them are still covered in weeds. And
oh wait, Nigel, they kind of survived?
They're generally all there.
Yeah, they're totally fine. They're actually doing great. I think they probably, like some of them have red leaves, which I think we have determined probably it means that the soil is too
acidic.
No, never. I think it needs more acid, but the problem is we loaded the Taylor Dunn up like a month or two ago with more pool cleaner acidifier, and then the fucking Taylor Dunn wouldn't drive, and so now we couldn't start the pump, and so now there's just been like acid sitting in the Taylor Dunn.
That's right, I forgot about
probably
that.
Eating the fucking stainless. Stainless is probably fine, right?
I wouldn't say that the strawberries are doing fine.
What do you mean?
They haven't grown it at all.
Probably because they can't absorb any nutrients because the soil's too
basic. They're still like 2 inches tall.
Fuck!
They're growing more leaves, but they're not growing up.
So yeah, I think the soil needs more acid. So we gotta get fixed the pump. And then I think someone said to blow out the carburetor with compressed air.
Oh, okay.
That might help. Anyways. Keith Sachs, road show, but you have to deal with Arby's guest experience team the whole time. I don't know what that means.
Oh, they're like an unhinged Twitter account.
Oh, well, that seems fine. Chromulus, would you rather all video be 480p or 10 FPS?
I think that's what he's talking about. Wait, what?
Would you rather all video be 480p or 10 FPS? Definitely 480p.
Definitely.
I live with 480p video for fucking ever.
Yeah.
I miss 480p video. Bring me back to CRTs. Andy, Arby's guest experience.
They're talking about Andy.
Is that what they're talking about, Andy?
Oh, okay.
What
Who's
about
the Twitter account I'm thinking of? Why would he be talking about the Twitter account? I'm stupid. I don't know.
What about alternate reality where Michael Jackson did touch kids, but O.J. Simpson didn't kill his wife? I don't think much would have changed.
No.
What's the funniest weed you ever smoked? I don't remember. It was probably early college, and it was probably what I would consider like the best weed experience I've ever had, and that was far and few between. Every other time I ever did it, it made me feel like the garage door had been fucking left open. So I don't know how to quantify what, but if I could, that was the time.
What was it?
The funniest weed.
Oh, the funniest weed that you the garage door was left open? Just
no,
like
that's how it feels. It feels like I like left on vacation and my stove is on.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Nigel, have you ever smoked weed?
The funniest?
I've done a lot of things.
Are you at liberty to discuss?
Oh, I smoked
your drug use. Is it legal in Canada? Is
weed's totally legal here. I don't really smoke or drink in general. I mean, I have.
I've seen you drink once.
But
I
like,
wow. It's crazy.
I thought you were going to say super angry.
No.
Don't say both.
He gets super angry and super hard.
All right, Arby's guest experience. Nigel, you fucked that candle yet? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't like
what
that
candle?
Question.
What are you talking about? All right.
I have no idea.
From no, do you guys actually genuinely floss? Yes.
Yeah.
I started flossing regularly once I bought the plastic flosses. I actually,
yeah.
I think I complained.
You mean like the ones that come on the single use?
Yeah, that's what changed my life.
Yeah, the kid. Did we ever talk about kids flossers? Did I ever complain about that? How kids flossers were better than the adult flossers?
Really? Yeah. No, never heard that.
Yeah, the, those green ones. Actually. Yeah, those are good.
Wait, what's special? What's better about them?
I don't know. They like the string is better. The plastic.
That looks like a round string, not like the flat.
I got one where the injection mold, they like started like thinning the plastic over time. Like there was like, I think that was like shrinkflation. And it got to the point where like the string would just break.
Oh,
I hate. Yeah, one of them is just, some of the skinny ones are just crap. They break every single, like every third tooth they break.
Yes. I felt. Like, oh, it's wasteful to like use the plastic flossers, but then I realized like I'm flossing more and I have never flown on a private jet. So I think that I'm allowed to use floss. I think,
but the moment you get on a private jet, you're done.
Yeah. Then I can't.
No more teeth flossing
anymore. Yeah. I have to use just regular floss.
With no, fingers, you just
cutting
stop.
Off circulation of my fingers to floss my teeth.
I only floss like once a week when there's something stuck in my teeth that I can't get out.
I've started flossing a lot recently after that freaking dental visit that made my teeth slightly farther apart. And every time I eat meat, freaking.
Oh, because they like cleaned all the hard stuff.
I feel
out.
Like a screw sorting machine where it like gets all the meat fibers like perfectly horizontal in
between
the teeth.
Yeah, that's always what I end up picking out of my teeth is like a piece meat, of steak chicken. Or chicken.
Arby's guest experience. Favorite slur? I don't know, clanker? Clanker. Clanker or cracker? I feel like slurs, I don't really enjoy slurs that I'm not supposed to say, or sorry, that I never say. I feel like the slurs you're allowed to say are more fun.
I think French is a pretty good one.
Ooh, yeah, French.
Wait.
That's the word.
French?
Yeah.
French.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hmm.
Yeah, clanker. Arby's guest experience. Please add Nigel smiling porn star emoji. Was that him sitting on Miyamoto's lap? That's funny. That's a great reaction. Can you see that? An emoji?
Yeah.
Like smug ass Nigel. do you think you could survive playing tag for 24 hours straight locked in the gymnasium? No. Arby's guest experience, AI windshield washer fluid. Fuck, Andy. Walmart. What store do you hate the most? For me, it's Lowe's. Every time I go there, it's a butthole widening experience.
Wait.
And not a good one. Fucking grocery stores, when they can't, like, I swear to God, it's each aisle needs to be a gradient of, like, things that are used for fucking things. Like, what the fuck is honey used for? And what the fuck is jam used for? It's the same fucking aisle. Why are they putting on different aisles? Why is the fucking soda water on a different aisle from like the sport drinks? Fuck you!
Pickles.
You fucking high school dropout that laid this shithole out! Fuck! Do you know how much time I spent walking back and forth in a grocery store once looking for fucking jam? And I'm like, it should be next to the sugar! It was next to the fucking bread!
Dude,
why don't they put the butter next to the fucking bread? Fuck you! I felt like such a fucking idiot. Fuck. The grocery store.
I found olives in the ethnic section before.
That's fucking racist, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Is it racist?
I'm like looking for olives where the pickles are, and they're like, oh, it's in the ethnic food section.
Oh, you want hot sauce? Tapatio? Oh, that's in the fucking Mexican aisle. That's not. We segregate Frank's red hot sauce and Mexican hot sauces. Why? It's fucking hot sauce. Fuck you. Like, actually. Yeah, I'm going to the grocery store.
I hate going to the grocery store.
I fucking hate it. And then you go to a different one.
I like the grocery store.
Have you ever heard of the store called Home Depot?
I love it.
So
I used to hate it.
There's a store called Home Depot. And they have so many. There's so many Home Depots, right? It's crazy, yeah. Right? And like what I love about a franchise or like whatever I like a company about Home Depot is you make a store and then you make a copy of it.
Yeah.
Right? No, fuck you. We're laying it out different at this one, asshole. Wood's over here. Concrete's over here. You know what? Fucking glue for hot glue guns over here and glue for fucking woods over here. Eat my ass, Home Depot, motherfucker. You go to one in a city over, can't find shit.
Dude, yesterday when we were at Home Depot, I said, where are the nails? What are the?
Oh, yeah, nail gun nails. Oh, where, would they be by the regular fucking nails? No, fuck you.
Wait. Home Depot nail gun nails are in the power tool section.
Yeah. Not the nail section. Okay, so you
No. They're with the nail. No. They're with like
yes. They're with the nail
guns. Guns and the vacuum yeah. cleaners.
Where are the
stuff.
Fucking saw blades for the saws?
Not the saw blades saws. For the saws are also in the power tool section next to the drill.
But they're not next to the saws.
They're with the multi tools
next to the ladders.
They're not next.
They're
to
with
the
multi tools and the Dremels. Dude, I go to
Someone
Home Depot so often I could work
a half
there.
Gallon of crack
no,
cocaine
no, the
in their
Dremels
cranium.
And those tools.
And then sat down
maybe,
and Microsoft Excel.
Maybe Canadian.
Anyway, we were
different.
Looking for them. I asked the employee, "Hey, where's the framing nails for a nail gun?" And she walks over to the like you know the handheld staple gun.
Yeah.
She's like, "Huh, I thought they might be here." Yeah. And I'm like, "What?" And then she opens up her phone and I'm like, I'm going to go find my friend.
Oh, you know the worst one? The fucking worst one in our Home Depot? Oh my God, Kevin. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
And I said
about.
Four air tools, by the way.
You know but, when you...
Oh, wait, I have a question. I have a question.
Yeah.
Are they actually all different? Because the Home Depots I go to here, they're all like physically all set up differently.
They're all fucking
but
different.
But the actual yeah, sections different. Are similar.
They're actually all different. It's fucking huh. crazy. Like, generally, they're the same. Practically, they're all different. They're the plumbing aisle. Huh. You know, there's the like the brass fitting wall.
Yeah.
And the plumbing aisle are shifted.
Yes.
See, I fucking knew you would know that.
Yeah.
And so you walk straight back and you're like, where's the fucking plumbing shit? And you're like, oh, it's on the aisle over. Because whatever fucking moron laid this door out.
It's either straight ahead or the aisle like, next to it.
Fuck
and then
you
walk straight ahead. It's
the
not
plumbing,
there. Move to the sides. It's not there.
Guys, the plumbing stuff is in like the sink faucet. Section.
Oh, and then
on
the
other
fucking
side.
Sinks, the sink hardware is on the other side of the fucking store. Oh, you want toilet
okay,
shit?
You guys have a completely
aisle?
Different
you
layout.
Know, you know, like the P-traps for the fucking, for like a garage sink?
Yeah, where is that?
They're not in the plumbing aisle. They're all the way in like the back left by, on
that's
the,
right.
It's like.
By the lighting.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Can fucking you. Big businesses love AI. You can fucking have ChatGPT do this shit for
you.
You
know what
you
changed
say, hey,
my life?
If I'm selling the P traps for my sink, what aisle should I put them in? You think it's gonna say the sink aisle? No, it's gonna say the plumbing aisle. Fuck you.
You know what changed my life right with Home now? Depot? You know what changed my life completely? Hmm. Never ever looking for anything. You.
I mean,
you
yeah,
don't. You don't. No, no. You don't look. No, no. I'm saying if you go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
You look up the item and you know the aisle, the location, and the amount, and you never look.
I mean,
for
that's a great
anything.
Idea, Nigel, until you realize that they built this fucking building out of like 3 millimeter chicken wire and 5G signals don't permeate the goddamn wire.
No, Will, I said you do it before you go and you download the images to your phone.
No, it can't. No, fuck you. You ever go to Home Depot? I talked about this like a while back about
how you search Google. You use Google to search Home Depot.
Own version of it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I forgot that website, by the way.
I
forgot it, too.
I forgot about it.
I Google search the Home Depot stuff. And I will not go unless I see the aisle and the quantity. That's it.
Yeah, but all you need is a toilet wax ring. That's in the plumbing aisle, right?
No, it's not.
No,
it's in
not.
The toilet
it's in fucking
section.
Fucking ceramic toilet aisle. Like, why? Yeah. Why? Like, if I'm buying a toilet, I'm not in the same state of mind for buying a fucking wax ring. Like, there should be a like plumbing maintenance section, and there should like, and that should be in the plumbing aisle. You don't put. Your fucking maintenance shit in the same aisle as like the appliance. You know what I'm saying?
I've got the perfect layout in my head. You have the main plumbing aisle with the copper pipes on the right, plastic pipes and fittings on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then one aisle over, you have like the shower, tub, and sink repair.
Or continuation.
And then
the
on the
like,
right, you have all the brass fittings.
Yes.
And tubes and hoses.
It should follow like a linear cross pattern. It's either to the right or left or forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
The instant you start shifting shit, you should be executed. What were we talking about? What was the question?
He was talking shit about Lowe's, but I like Lowe's.
I actually do like Lowe's better. Lowe's doesn't fucking hurt me. God damn it, Discord. Fucking auto.
You always need to search the location.
I know.
Never go to a... if the store does not have the ability, like a hardware store doesn't have the ability to tell you the section of the aisle, you don't go there. You boycott it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Remember, this goes back to our storage conversation from earlier, yeah. Where it's not about storing, it's about accessibility. And if Home Depot can't make it accessible, then I'm going to continue polluting the environment with Amazon.com. Like, really, how do people complain? Like, you use Amazon. It's like, no, they make it fucking easy. That's why. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Where? How is this so fucking hard? Okay, here we go. This is from Arby's Guest Experience. We put Elon Musk into a Hyperloop cannon that can fire him into any object or place in the galaxy. Where are we dumping him? Probably.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Into the 405 freeway, but from the top down.
In Mach 10? Mach 10.
How wide is Elon Musk?
You just shoot him to Mars?
You could probably shoot him anywhere and you would have the same outcome. Just pink mist. How quickly into 24-hour tag stream did you regret it? God, this is like a month ago, sorry. That's from Brandon Sun. I would say during the presentation that Poob had to do, that was like my oh fuck. If I do that presentation, I would what do whales eat myself.
So I am Native American, but also identify as black.
I think that I have to keep paying bills by making videos and I can't handle that. Keith, who on the server do you think is the most likely to beat their meat to your foot x-ray? Are you kidding me? Arby's Guest Experience.
Jeff M.
Oh. Arby's Guest Experience. Ryan Joe Biden or Bone Macaron?
What?
I think Joe Biden. I feel like that'd be a better meme. But do you think your life would be better if people knew publicly you had sex with Joe Biden or Macaron?
Who's Macaron? Oh, the French guy. Okay. Yeah.
You'd go to the French guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? He's younger and more handsome.
Yeah. Oh, but he's French.
He's French, yeah.
Ah!
Brandon, do you think that canned air really improves athletic performance? No.
Wait, I have a link to share with you.
Which one?
I sent it in the podcast Safety Third thing.
Oh, Kevin, you clicked.
Tell me. It's a surplus-like auction.
Okay.
All right, Arby's Guest Experience. Put all my blegs into one basket. Arby's Guest Experience. You ever stack donuts on it? A goose. I stack Cheerios. Brandonson.
Wait.
You ever stack donuts on it?
I say don't actually broadcast this because I don't want people to compete with me bidding.
Okay. We don't say anything then?
Where is it?
Brandonson.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Questions for
no,
Will.
Wait. Where is it though? I want to see it.
Didn't you just open it? He sent it in.
There it is. Chat. It just didn't show up yet. All I saw was a laser one.
I need this.
As you recently underwent a traumatic experience, what do you think who do you bonded with the best? Poob, Will Neff, or Matt? Honestly, I feel like everyone. I think that's, I remember like I was trying to describe the like trauma bonding where it's like these people are sort of you become like your world for that time being. Like these are the most important people to you. So I would say there wasn't really like a ranking. It was more just like these are the people that are going to help me survive. Arby's Guest Experience. Be honest. Would you, Luigi Malone? Yeah. I mean, no. But what's the context?
Dude,
like, do I have to? Or if I was given the choice?
All
what?
Day, all night, on the counter, on the floor, on the bed, yeah. On the carpet. Yeah.
On the roof? On your
dude,
roof?
Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, yeah. Missionary, no lube, raw. Yeah.
Boy cow.
What are you talking
cow?
About?
Yeah. Luigi Maglione.
Luigi Maglione.
Wow.
I mean, I like if I have to choose between Joe Biden and Macaron, like you're giving me a choice, but like just sort of saying yes, I would have sex with a man, like, it doesn't really feel like, I mean, I don't know, Andy, it's an Arby's guest experience question. Okay. King Ghost, I get why women write letter to prisoners now. All right. Homeless, if I open my window twice as far as twice as much air getting in, yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe actually more than twice as much air, because I think that you get like that boundary. That's a great question, actually. I think it probably depends on how much the wind is moving, like how much, like what the air coming in is being driven by. But if you have outside wind, yes. If you have a fan on the inside, no, because I think the fan is going to be the bottleneck here, not the size of the window. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Did you see that YouTube video where a guy said, I found out where to put a fan to actually move the most air out of a window.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and I've always had the suspicion. Yeah.
Is it?
It's like, you know, further back.
Oh, yeah.
In the room.
Yeah.
So you create like this venturi mm-hmm. or something. That
I think what happens is it properly matches the two systems. Like, I think if you have a fan in a window, it's like not properly matched. Like, the energy the fan puts into the air isn't matched to the air. The impedance thing.
Mm.
Like, you're not efficiently moving as much air as you can. You'd probably need a bigger blade. But if you move the fan back, you can't have a bigger blade because then the fan's bigger.
It's like you want the cone of air to exit like the same size as the opening in the window.
Yeah, you want the fan as weak as possible for the size of the window. So if you want like spinning the fan faster moves more air, but it's not efficient because it doesn't match the system. You know, it's like,
oh, you mean like the air that like could get sucked into the house too from another open window?
No, I mean like putting energy from the fan into the air. It's like the speaker problem, right? With the horn. Like the horn allows a like smooth transfer from a small surface area to a large surface
area. But yeah, say the room was filled with smoke.
Yeah.
You're saying you could
The fan further back can move more air because it like does the Venturi thing.
Yeah.
And so it's the energy that it's imparting into the air, I think.
So then you could turn your fan up to high.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And you would move more air because the air is, I think, acting as the transition. So the Venturi pulls, like, there's enough energy in the air coming out of the fan that it can move more air out of the building.
Yeah.
But you're not, because it's in the fucking window.
All this to say, I don't know how to answer your question, Chromulus.
So then Walmart follows up with, if I dilated my asshole twice its current open radius, is twice as much fart coming out.
4x.
I think it's, yeah, it'd be well, 4x, or twice would be, yeah, right? Is that how that works? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be 4x, I think. Yeah, it'd be 4x.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, yeah, 4.
But that also doesn't really, it's not really a question, because like, what does it mean? Like, you're not making more fart by opening your butt. It's just exiting differently. So, no. I mean,
it would actually be less fart.
It would be less, it'd be more fart for shorter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're just talking about, they're talking about that. Arby's guest experience says, I'm going to fucking stab you.
I have a question for Nigel. When are we hanging out again, bro? I miss you. Should we come up to Canada? No,
yes.
No. It's wintertime. Ew, gross. I forgot. Actually, that could be fun. We could
go. Well, not
now. Ooh, this is a great question for Nigel. Brandonson 112. Who would be your dream team, up to three people, to be stuck on a desert island with? Mine would be
Nigel.
No. It would be
dream team to do what? Just to like exist?
Three Hillary Clintons.
Ooh. They would definitely come. Somebody would come save three Hillary Clintons.
Yeah. If there's you and three Hillary Clintons on a stranded, deserted island, there's no way you're not having sex with at least one Hillary Clinton. I forgot Chelsea reviews this podcast. Fuck! Okay, Chelsea, that's my one celebrity hall pass is Hillary Clinton. Is that okay? Are you guys on the same page as me, or you would choose different people?
I'm trying to think of a better answer.
Do you have to know the people, or is it like...
No. Dream team.
But why Hillary Clinton?
Well, I. Do you really want me to say it out loud? I think she's hot. Yo.
I would want Tom Hanks. And then two.
Because he knows how to handle an island.
Yeah. Yeah. I want the guy from Hatchet. And then I want one of the crazy kids from
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Yeah. I want one of those kids.
But they're not real. Damn. I guess Dream Team. Wait, can I choose?
But Kevin, why is it a Dream Team? Isn't that a nightmare team?
Okay. I want Lewis and Clark and Pocahontas.
Ooh, that's good. I want the rat from Ninja Turtle. I want Caillou.
Wow.
And then Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Okay.
I'm not gonna explain why.
I'm scared to know why.
Walmart, if they actually pull off making lab-grown meat, does that mean that if they want to make hot dogs, as we know them, we'll need to make lab-grown pig asshole? I'm pretty
and
sure...
lymph nodes and eyeballs.
I feel like hot dogs are quite literally the easiest thing to, like, artificially synthesize. Right? Like, you could totally... Have they made... God, have I had any, like, fake
hot dogs? It would just be amorphous meat.
Have you had a Beyond Hot Dog or anything? Do they sell anything? Yeah, no one does it, do they?
No.
Is it just because people who want, like...
Wait. Okay, no, I've had sausage before.
How was it? It was probably okay.
It was fine, but it wasn't that hot. It was like a sausage texture, not a hot dog.
Yeah, okay, so you could... Okay, here's my theory. People who are buying fake meat
exactly.
are not eating what you think of as a hot dog.
No, because it's like... Turkey, apples, and smoked hickory.
Oh, yeah, no. I want fucking smoked pig bottle. Yeah. All right, Arby's Guest Experiences, Obama cum pegging. Thank you, Arby's Guest.
And I know I said turkey, but yeah, I have had the like totally vegan ones. And they're fine, yeah.
Interesting.
I like them.
I found a very legit recipe for hot dogs, DIY hot dogs. It's a very legit, like a full real ass industrial recipe that I want to try.
Okay.
If you could go back and redo a video you made, which one would you choose and why? From Brandonson 112. None. I don't want to relive any of that shit.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Honestly, like...
I don't know. I feel like you always do the video. You do it the best way you can at the time. And then it's like, if you want to revisit it, you kind of have to really justify.
Is that what he means? Like, revisit, I would want to make the drone tracker better, the targeting drone.
Yeah.
I still want to do that. I, like, in my head, I say I'm going to do that.
I mean, I guess, like, I want to revisit a lot of the projects in general where you're like, oh, yeah, I could do this. Not really do what I did better, but... Because I feel like just redoing it's kind of a waste of time. But doing some sort of additions or doing things, like, slightly differently... I don't know. I feel like I think enough about the project that I don't really have regrets about how it went.
I want to do that rope snapping video again. Start from the beginning.
Kevin, when's that video coming out? I was going to ask you.
A year ago, I think.
Dude, it was going to come out in December. It came out... Well, it was going to, but it didn't, you know.
Kevin's a bad, bad boy.
I'm naughty. I'm bad.
Kevin, when are you going to post a video?
If you don't make videos.
We need to shame you into posting.
I feel enough shame already.
Brandon, do you think your lack of uploads on the main feed for podcasts is going to affect your ranking on the Science Podcast Stars? Yeah, probably. I think we straight up lost the password to the syndication account. I'm not even joking. Chazelle, do you think the lack of upload... Fuck, you guys just repeat the same shit. You think the lack of uploads on the main feed for podcasts is going to affect your wiki feed rating rankings?
No.
Faded Whispers. Do you think the lack of Polaroids is caused by all the brain damage? No, the fuck. You know what? Fucking Jesus fuck.
We're falling apart, man.
Listen, this is the best we can do. We have too many things going on. Open Source has fucked everything up. I'm sorry. Arby's Guest Experience. You know what? No. French Fry. Thought on the Game Awards this year. Game Awards. I don't know what that is.
Chuck RJ, if I send a package to Will to open on the second channel, but it's just $1,000 and $1,000 bills, will each bill sealed with a I'm stroking. If I send a package for Will to open on the second channel, but it's just $1,000 in $1,100 bills, with each bill sealed with a die pack set to go off at the end of each month, how much money would be left by the time Will opens the package? Probably $500.
A die pack would be a funny way to troll you.
I have like hundreds of anti-theft die packs. Did I tell you that idea?
But I remember seeing the bag.
There are hundreds of them. I wanted to like take a sweater and cover them in the security tag. like 300 of them.
That would be so funny.
And then I wanted to like try to figure out the die tags. And then I was like, it'd be fun to like get a sweater that was covered in like 50 die tags and break them all.
Yeah.
And I like tie dye the shirt with them.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're just sitting. I bought them on eBay. Brandon, for William, did your recent experience being locked in a room with three other people craving enrichment change your opinion on playing with Lego bricks as stated in the recent Patreon extra? Yeah, it was a very nice experience because it was like it forced you to pay attention to things you would never pay attention to because you need to be productive, a productive member of society, and you're only allowed to do things that are of value and contribute. And so you can't spend time playing with Legos, but locked in that room, I had nothing else to do. And so playing with the puzzle was actually like a very nice experience, and I miss it. The only time I ever feel like that is in the hospital or when the internet and power goes out.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Kite sent me this Titanic 3D puzzle, and the only times I've ever worked on it is when the power went out.
I personally love when the power
goes out. I just need one more, dude. Just one more outage, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like 90% there.
How often does the power go out? A lot?
It's really bad here, actually. We're like kind of third world country territory. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. At least in some third world countries, they tell you when the power's going to go out.
Yeah.
Like rolling blackouts here just kind of happens.
Bitch. Isn't it weird the phrase Chinese people in the armors used to say something has weakness?
What the fuck are you talking about, Andy? Wait, say that again.
Arby's guest experience says, isn't it weird that the phrase Chinese people in the armor? Oh! You. Fucking Arby's guest experience. That took me far too long. Maybe that's a good thing. Bobson Doug Nugget, are you a cat person, dog person, or do you have entirely human DNA? All right, that's the last question. I'm a cat person.
I feel like Nigel's a cat person.
I like cats.
Yeah. Show us your cat.
What were you gonna say?
I can't get him. One second, I'll get my cat. What? No.
I you know toxoplasmosis?
Right, yeah.
I have whatever that is that dogs give you. They don't have one, but I
buttworm?
Yeah, that one.
Do you find yourself dragging your ass across the carpet? Oh, he's a hairy little boy. Meow, meow, meow. You know, he doesn't look as much of an asshole as you claim he is. Hey, he's sitting with you.
Look.
That's huge.
I think this is the first time I've seen your cat.
I feel like I may have seen pictures. He's bigger than I thought.
Yeah, that's a pretty big cat.
He's a big boy. Oh, it's focusing on his face. That's awesome. Let's go open CV face tracker.
You good?
You know, I feel like I'm pretty lucky with Jimbo. Like, he is a fucking just... A pillow. He's like a lump of rope. He just flops.
Flaccid.
Yes, actually.
My cat does not do that.
Yeah, your cat is like a coil spring.
He's angry. He's going to meow at me.
Jimmy will just like crawl up me at night and like lay like on my shoulder down my torso.
Oh, nice.
Like he just is like
flops on you.
Yeah, I feel like Kevin's a dog. I feel like you just have dog. No, you're a dog person. I feel like...
Oh my God, I haven't brushed him in a while.
Yeah, I like dogs. I like dogs. I wouldn't get a cat on my own.
Yeah, they're kind of just like lower maintenance cats, I think.
Yeah, dogs are a lot of work. I don't know if I would get another dog now.
They're definitely maybe dogs later. Are definitely closer to like having an actual child than a cat.
Yeah.
Like this sort of just the constant. But it's like a child that you can sort of neglect.
Yeah, dogs. But I still feel bad. Not as bad as if I was neglecting a child. But, you know, they come up to me all the time. I'm on the computer and they like get under my arm and they're just like.
You can swear at them. You can just say like, fuck off. I mean, stop licking me, you stupid piece of shit.
I'm like, and like do you want to go outside? Doesn't do anything. Do you want me to take your collar off? Doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Do you want food? No. Do you want a toy? And he's like, and then I'm like, oh my God, he just wants to play with me. And then, so I have to, you have to at that point.
I mean, my cat does that too. He's been better now, but for the most time I've had him, if I don't lock him out of the room, which I don't like doing when I'm on the computer, he hops up probably every 10 minutes for attention. And then usually I let it go for like half an hour. Then I have to chase him around so that he like loses some energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that.
But he's young.
If I like lived on a in a rural area, or like if this, you know, imagine this is like an actual functioning farm.
Yeah.
And you're like out every day doing things.
Riding around on your ATV, going to check on blah blah this.
Then I would absolutely have a dog, but like right now, like it's just too much. Like there's too many things going on. Having a child is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, I mean, every time you guys go somewhere, you have to fucking kennel them. And that's like a pain in the ass.
I know.
And it
costs
money. And it's like.
And like, I want to go camping. So then it's like, do we bring the dogs? We should. It would be nice. But then
that's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah. So then if I want to go off on an adventure, ride my bike around, dirt bike, Sandra's got to stay there with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She can't go on a run in the meantime.
Yeah. So I think for now, cat person, maybe at some point.
I mean, I do think that like. The one sad thing is people kind of for whatever reason think that you can just leave cats. So like the classic is when people are like, I'm going for the weekend. I'll just stack the food bowl really high and go away.
I mean, you're not could do that with your cat.
No. I'm saying here's the thing is you can't do that with a dog because a lot of dogs will just like tear things apart and have obvious negative repercussions.
Faster than you would think, too. Yeah,
we have
it literally starts right away.
Repaired, I think, more than one Airbnb.
But, like,
a
lot of cats, if you just leave them, they don't like it. Like, they get, a lot of stress and anxiety when their routine's messed up. So even if you do go away, they're more tolerant, but you should still have it where it's, like, somebody comes by the house, feeds them, plays with them a bit. Yeah, they need it. And they need a routine of, like, their normal life, or they start to get very just like they sense something's off because they're super routine based.
If we're gone more than like two, if we're gone a day, we just leave them. If we're gone,
a day is like it's like okay,
but also it's all like you need 90% of the time is just being able to leave your house for 24 hours and come back.
I think the thing with dogs, I've heard friends have horror stories where they're like, oh, we left for 3 hours and the dog like tore the house apart. Mm-hmm. Out of just like anxiety. Whereas I think it's pretty well accepted that like a lot of cats, especially when they're older, you can leave them for like the whole day. Yep. And especially because cats just sleep. So it's like they literally did nothing while you were gone because they sleep like 18 hours a day.
I used to have a small TV with videos on YouTube of cats mating, playing all day.
Wow.
But it's like, I know my cat, if I'm not there, he just sleeps.
Cat porn TV for my cat. You realize I'm like, insane that would be for like a human version of it. But like,
for
your cat or dog, it's totally fine.
Don't go on the screen.
Dude, I think that my dogs actually don't really tear things up. The reason they
Except
did
his ass on the
is because Peter's dogs were locked in the room next door, basically, and they were trying to get to each other. But at home or anywhere else, they don't tear it up. But before we got Shiloh and we had Primrose all on her own, she did get separation anxiety and she would kind of like get into the trash. She would chew on shoes. But dude, I think it's really bad for a dog to be like, some dogs are fine. I think most dogs like freak out if they're alone.
Yeah
they don't like it.
They need like and then you get another dog and they just literally, they sleep on the couch together while you're gone, but alone, they will be pacing. They'll be tearing stuff up. They'll be peeing on the floor.
Farting.
Yep.
Pissing.
Yeah. Something about just having something else there calms them down.
That's what I always, like, I always raise my eyebrow, like, with a bit of concern when, you know, you hear someone who goes like, oh, I got a new dog. And you'd be like, oh, what dog do you get? And then they mention a large breed. They live in an apartment and they work all day. And I'm just like,
yeah,
this
I know.
Dog is tortured.
Dude, yeah. That's how we got our English bulldog when he was, whatever, when I was like in high school. He had been on someone's like apartment porch. Like they just kept him on the porch. And I don't know, he was like 2 years old or something. And when he would walk, he like literally like couldn't walk. He would lift his feet up, but he would like drag his, so it's like his paw, he would just like drag his paw. And so his paws would be bleeding after walking for a little bit. And it was just like, oh my fucking God. So, and these are like $2,000 or $3,000 dogs if you buy them as a puppy. Just living on the porch, just shitting on a porch, like the porch never getting cleaned to shit. I'm like, why the fuck would somebody buy this? Like, why
that's what I don't get. Spend
$2,000 to $3,000 on a dog and have it on the porch to the point where like can't even walk right.
What I don't get is like it's just you're literally paying money for a liability that causes stress every day for what benefit?
Yeah, stresses you out, stresses the animal out. Yeah, stresses your neighbors out because it barks all the time to be let in.
And then it's like, what's the benefit?
Okay, we got to clean these fuckers out.
Let's do it.
Okay, I got to go eat dinner.
Okay.
What are you eating?
I don't know, actually.
Who are you eating?
I don't know yet.
Who's trying to eat you?
Who's trying to eat you? Nigel, who's trying to eat you right now?
Nobody that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
That one's not getting
let's
fan
see.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We love you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Okay, let me.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.